It's exactly 6:30. This is Island FM. Good morning.
Across the island.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the latest news and information and the best in music.
104.7 Island FM.
Madonna, she's up early as well this morning. La Isla Bonita, the first tune on Island FM. Wow, the excitement. Wish it wasn't so early, I could get more excited. 26 minutes to 7 o'clock.
Check out the weather with Aladdin's Cave.
Cloudy at first with occasional rain becoming fair with sunny periods and blustery showers becoming more frequent. And it's going to feel a bit parky today. Maximum temperature 12 degrees Celsius. Visibility good except in showers, and the wind north-northwest, fresh force 5, occasionally strong force 6, with gusts to 40 miles an hour near the showers. The sea today, moderate, becoming rather rough at times. And the mail and papers arrived on the island this morning at 18 minutes past 6.
Everything you could wish for, Aladdin's Cave.
More music, more information, and 100% local. Island FM. A Jersey free zone. Island FM 104.7.
The time now is exactly 9 o'clock. This is Island FM, Guernsey's first commercial radio station. We're now going live to our reception where Deputy Valerie Renner, President of the Broadcasting Committee, will officially open the station by unveiling a plaque. But first, a few words from our chairman, John Burley.
Deputy Renner, ladies and gentlemen, before I ask you officially to open Island FM studio today, I should like to express the thanks of the Island FM team for your encouragement from you and your broadcasting committee when first we applied to the Radio Authority for the license to operate this station. Without that encouragement, and indeed criticism, this would not be happening today. I should also like to put on record my thanks to the whole of the Island FM team, who worked very hard indeed, and the station, in fact, has come on air a fortnight before we thought it would. So well done to them, and I hope this station will be in operation for many years to come, offering Guernsey a service that it hasn't had before, and I think that it's going to be a very exciting time for local radio. Without wasting any more of your time, I shall now ask Deputy Renouf to do the opening ceremony. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know, this is a very happy day indeed when you think that from now on, 24 hours a day, we're going to be treated to a feast of sound entertainment that will continue day after day after day with news and all sorts of other things. There's also something which you may not be aware of, that the station has a powerful signal and is able to reach all of the islands and some of the coastal areas of England and France. Now, this gives great new advertising opportunities that have never been here before. I think that a quality station, this is evidently is going to be very much benefit to the island. I am very excited about it, and I know once you've got used to it and you've listened to it, you will be excited also. Now, this is probably my last duty as a States member, and I cannot think of one I will enjoy more as this one to launch Island FM. So without further ado, let's get on with it. Island FM is duly launched.
Four hours a day, 7 days a week, with the latest news and information and the best in music.
104.7 Island FM.